You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Showers today with tops of 13 degrees in Mount Gambier. Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. $40,000 has been announced for the Limestone Coast Local Government Association. Officials set to use the funds to deliver the Limestone Coast Leadership Program. The support comes as a part of round two of the federal government's Building Better Regions Fund, with 109 programs funded across the country. 29 three-dimensional butterflies have been installed along Percy Street, Mount Gambier. Victorian University Group Skunk Control collaborating with local schools for the design of the project. The group have met with students across the region discussing the science behind light, the school kids creating colour designs to be incorporated into their projects. City of Mount Gambier Arts, Culture and Development Officer Serena Wong says butterflies showcase the designs with a special diachromatic material that refracts different colours as they move in the wind.
We're hoping that we can kind of do more of this in the future, and we'll be looking at how that will look and what we will do and who will be involved, and of course the community is really important to us.
Upgrades have continued for Mingbull Road in Mount Gambier, the Coalition Government's Roads to Recovery Scheme handing down support. Assistant Minister to the Deputy Prime Minister Keith Pitt has travelled to the region to highlight the outcomes of infrastructure investment. And Borderline Speedway track curator Bill Barrows has been recognised for his work at the 2018 Australian Speedway Awards. The scheme recognises the contributions officials and volunteers make to the sport. Bill has taken home the 2018 Official of the Year award. Now to sport. The Murray Southeast Zone team are gearing up for a win this weekend, heading to Renmark for the 2018 MAC Country Championships. The side is made up of representatives from the River Murray Football League, the KNTFL, the Mid-Southeastern Football League and the Western Border Football League. Led by coach Adam Merritt and assistant coaches John Merritt and Jack Kelly, the team will take on Central and then the Eastern side. Right across the region, that's the latest update in your Limestone Coast news and sport.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.